From Linaro and Jonas from Arm, and I think it's going to be a great end of the day, so looking forward.
Well, hi everyone. This is a talk about remote attestation, because we think remote attestation is at sort of an inflection point, and it's becoming increasingly available and used, and it, as any new technology, when it comes to the fore, you have to consider different aspects, societal and technical as well. And so we're here to talk about this possibly interesting things. My name is Thomas, as Fritz said.
I'm Jonas.
The ghost of Hannes is here with us. He couldn't come to Brussels, but is here in spirit. Yep, that's us. Okay, so I wanted to start with a sort of timeline that tries to capture some of the more relevant events in the history of remote attestation, starting from the theoretical underpinnings with the DDDSA paper from the fine people at PARC in 1983. Then you have to wait sort of 15 years before research trickles down into industry, where you have at the end of the century the first industrial consortium that is formed to actually define what a trusted computing architecture is in terms of behavior, in terms of the interfaces that it needs to expose. And so we have TCPA formed, which then morphs into TCG, the Trusted Computing Group. These are the guys that are responsible for producing the TPM1-2, TPM2-0 specs, among other things. So you have the first decade of the 2000s that is sort of where attestation, because you know TPM has a strong attestation story bound to the idea of using the TPM as a root of trust for reporting. So you have the first decade that is sort of driven by trusted computing use cases. Then enter the second decade, and you have AMD and Intel SGX cropping up. And this starts the sort of confidential computing driven decade, where you have the first, second, and finally the third iterations of the architectures culminating to the SCV SNP, Intel TDX, and ARM CCA. And you have a few other interesting events in that period. You have the Riot paper from the Microsoft guys that sort of articulates fully the ideas that were in the DDSSA paper. So, you know, 30 and odd year later, you have finally the DICE ideas on paper, and not just on paper, in code. And you also have the PSA attestation from ARM, which is sort of an IoT targeting attestation for IoT platforms like Riot as well, right? So you have also this area of the users this is covered by attestation primitives, where attestation primitive starts to enter, and then you get into 2020s and so on, and here is where we sort